Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette woman missing since Saturday evening after getting separated from her husband near Bishop Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Law enforcement agencies are currently searching for a missing Gillette woman near Bishop Road in Campbell County, close to the Yellowhammer Buttes. Sergeant Gary Sams of the Campbell County Sheriff's Office reported that the 55-year-old woman, identified as Tammy Lynn Sturgeon, and her 60-year-old husband were observing wildlife in the area when she misplaced her cell phone. The couple decided to split up to search for the lost phone. Despite having been in the same area just 2 weeks prior, Sturgeon apparently became disoriented and her husband was unable to locate her. He contacted the sheriff's office around 7 p.m. on Saturday to report her missing. Search and rescue teams from multiple agencies, including Crook, Johnson, and Sheridan counties, as well as the Bureau of Land Management, joined the effort. Two drones were also deployed to assist in the search. Sheriff Scott Matheny noted that the challenging terrain and adverse weather conditions have complicated the search efforts. Although a request for a Black Hawk helicopter was approved, it was unable to take flight due to weather concerns from the pilot. As of Monday, Sturgeon had not been located, and the search is ongoing. Change of course. Driscoll and Summers consider special session for property tax legislation. After initially dismissing the idea, Wyoming legislative leaders are now contemplating a special session to address a property tax relief bill vetoed by Governor Mark Gordon. Cowboy State Daily reported Senate President Ogden Driscoll and House Speaker Albert Summers released a memo indicating a change in their stance, citing new information suggesting the bill could still be implemented for the current tax year. Last Thursday, Gordon vetoed Senate File 54, a bill that would have trimmed 25% off assessed home values up to $2 million. The Wyoming Department of Revenue clarified that property tax exemptions need not be reflected in the April assessment schedule, allowing time until homeowners receive their actual tax bills in September. Despite potential opposition from the governor, legislative leaders are considering polling members to initiate the special session process. Legislators Senator Sherry Steinmetz and Representative John Baer expressed support for the special session, emphasizing the importance of completing the work for Wyoming citizens. If called, this would be the first special session since 2021, primarily convened to address COVID-19 regulations. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.